Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron, Mechaber of the Sefer Nezer Avraham on Maseches Nazir. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated Le'ili Nishmas, Gittel Malkabas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matisyahu Mordechai.
Today's shiur is on Nazir Daf Mem Zayin. The Daf begins with the Mishnah of Misha Nizrak Olav Echod Min Hadamim V'Nitma. And the Mishnah brings the Machloikis Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim that Rabbi Lezer holds Soiser es hakol, which the Gemara explains means that he has to wait the 7 days to be metaher himself and then bring the karbonos again. And the Chachamim hold Yavi Shar karbonos of Yitar, that he just has to bring the remaining karbonos and become tahar. Toisvis and Dibur Hamascha v'Chachamim Oimrim and the Rosh bring in the name of the Yushalmi, and the Yushalmi is here in our Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph, that says that he could bring his karbonos, the remainder of his karbonos, only lichesha yitar, when he becomes tahar. Not like the Lashon HaMishnah might have been mashma, that he brings his karbonos v'yitar acharkach. No, he has to become tahar before he brings the remainder of his karbonos. And the Karen Oira wonders why that's so. L'chaira, according to the shita of the Rabbanan of Rabbi Lazar, so the Nazir becomes mutter on all his Isurim after bringing one carbon, kivan shenizrak olav, echad min adamim. The other carbonis, he has to be mashalim lemitzvah, but his tuma, l'chaira, is not a problem, and therefore, if he wants to bring the remainder of his karbanos, l'chaira, he should be able to bring his karbanos. True, he can't enter the Azara, but the Gemara in Psachim Dav Samach Beis Amid Beis says Arel v'tamei mishalchin karbanei sayin, that even a tamei person could send in his karban and the avoida could be done for him. So what's the pshat over here that the Yushalmi says, and Tosis and the Rosh go with this, that the Nazir can only bring his remaining karbanos lichashayitar when he becomes tahar? L'chaira, he should be able to send in the rest of his karbanos even before he becomes tahar. And the truth is that the Karen Oira's Kasha on Tosis and the Rosh is really the Shita of the Tosis Rid over here in our Sugya. The Tosis Rid says that the Pshat and the Mishnah, according to the Chachamim, is Yavi Shar Karbonosav V'Achar Kach Yitar, and afterwards he could become Tahar. Clearly not learning like the Yushalmi. And the Tosis Rid adds V'Af Api Shehu Tamei Meis Mutter L'Shaleach Karbonosav. Even though he is a Tamei Meis, still it's Mutter to send in his Karbonos, patterning himself after that Gemara and Psachim that we just mentioned, that said that in Arel V'Tamei, Mishalchin Karbonos Sein, that they're allowed to send in their Karbonos. And the Tosis Rid is Madgish, that we find by Karbon Pesach, that the halacha is that the Bailim have to be Tahar. That's what we say in Psachim Daf Pei Amid Beis, and in Zvachim Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, that the Bailim of the Karbon Pesach has to be Tahar. But says the Tosis Rid, that's because Ikarei Bala Achila, the main purpose of the Karbon Pesach, is to be makriv a carbon that you're going to eat. And if he's not roi to eat it, therefore, the carbon doesn't work on him. That's based on the Mishnah in Psachim Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis that says this Yisoid about a carbon Pesach sheikarei ba la'achila. And says the Tosis Rid, besides the carbon Pesach, also the first carbon of a Nazir has the same halacha. She'aser lo lihitamei ad shelo yakriv karbonai. He's not allowed to become tamei because a Nazir is muzar on tumas meis, and he can't become tamei until he brings his first carbon. But once he brings his first carbon, and he just has to bring the remainder of his karbonos, or anybody else for that matter who has to bring any karbonos, they could be mishalchin karbonos sayin. And therefore, says the Tosis Rid, that when it says in the Mishnah, v'yitar, it means that you could bring the rest of the karbanos now, v'yitar, and you'll become tahar afterwards. But this is clearly not like Tosfos and the Rosh, based on the Yushalmi. And the question is, the Karen Oira's Kasha, why do Tosfos and the Rosh argue on the Tosis Rid? Why do Tosfos and the Rosh hold that this Nazir, according to the Chachamim, can only bring the remainder of his karbanos, lichesha yitar, after he becomes tahar? Why is it different than the Gemara in Pesachim Samach Beis that says that a Tomei could send in his karbanos into the Azara? And it seems that Tosfos and the Rosh themselves were megaladas what they meant by writing the Hakapid Kra Sheyavi Karbanos Nazir Betara, because we find that the Torah is makbid that the Nazir has to bring all of his karbanos Betara. and the Brisker Rav in Chidushei Moran Riz Halevi and Hilchas Nazirus Paraches Halacha Aleph has an arichus about this and explains that the entire Maisa Nazirus, all the karbonis that are supposed to be brought at the end of the days in Nazirus, the Torah has to bring them. The Torah is makbid that you have to bring them all betara, not just because the Nazir is usher to become tamei. That's only until Nizrak Olav Echad Min Adamim. But all the karbonis, all the Maisa Nazirus have to be done betahara. Ayin bechidushei hagriz nun zayin amid beis, where he talks about this as well. But it's still not clear after Taisvis and the Rosh and the Brisker Rav, where exactly do we find in the Torah that the Torah was makbid for this? Let's say there is such a din like this, that the Torah was makbid not just for the first carbon, but for all the carbonus and the mice and aziris, it has to be done b'tahara. But where do we find such a thing? So for this we have a makar in the Rosh on the Vav amid beis. He shows us where the makar is in the Torah. The Rosh, earlier in the Masechta on Vav Amid Beis, says, Va'af al gav, t'tamei mishaleach karbonosav. Even though we find that in Kol HaTorah Kula, Tamei is allowed to send in his carbon into the Azara, Shani Nazir d'chsiv v'nosan al kapei ha-Nazir. By a Nazir, the Torah says that you have to put the carbon shlamim al kapei ha-Nazir, and therefore that shows me that if he's going to be in there to do the tenufa, so it must be that we're talking about a person who is tahar. So in that pasuk gufa, we see a remez that even after bringing all the karbanos, the nazir is still assumed to be tahar, because it says v'nasan al kapei ha-nazir. Why, according to the rabbanon, after one karban already, he's allowed to become tamei? The answer is it must be that the Torah was makbid that the nazir has to remain tahar throughout, and therefore we could be mekayim v'nasan al kapei ha-nazir. The Meiri earlier on Daf Tez Zayin Amid Aleph, Dibur Amaschel Rabbi Lezer says the same Yisoid. Sha'af al pisha hatami mishaleach karbonosav, still binazir einoi kein. By a nazir we don't have that in. To haksiv v'nasan al kapei ha-nazir, that you have to put the shlamim on the kapei ha-nazir. And I saw that the Chazayin Ish brings down this Meiri. The Chazayin Ish in Evan Ha'ezer, Simen Kuf Lamites, Ois Yud Gimel, brings the Meiri, that the reason why a nazir doesn't have the din of mishaleach karbonosav is mishum mitzvahs tenufa, because of the mitzvah of the tenufa. And the Chazayin Ish is matmiya, that we only find the din of tenufa by a shlamim. But what about the carbon oila? The carbon oila doesn't have any din of tenufa. So why can't he bring that carbon? Why can't he send that carbon in lefnei sheyitar? But it seems that the pshat and the Meiri is like, is, as we're explaining in the Rosh and the Avavah Mebeis, that the pshat is not that you have to be tahar in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs tenufa. That would taka be only by shlamim and not by oila. The vart of the Rosh and the Meiri is that we see in the Torah, from the fact that the Torah says by the Shlamim v'nasan al kapei ha-nazir, that when the nazir is finished bringing his karbanos and is supposed to be, do the tenufa, the waving of the things of the carbon shlamim that he has to wave, the Torah is talking about someone who can enter the Azara, v'nasan al kapei ha-nazir. So that's a simen that the Torah is makbid that all the karbanos have to be brought betara. It's not that the siba, that the fact that he has to be tar is because he has to do the tenufa. No, that would only apply by shlamim, not by oila. But that's a simen. It shows me that the Torah is talking about someone who is tar. That shows me that there must be a kpeda in the Torah that the nazir has to bring all his karbanos betara. Al kapanim, that is the hesber and the shita of Tosfos and the Rosh in the name of the Yerushalmi, that they hold that the nazir is only allowed to bring the remainder of his karbanos lichashayitar, and not like the shita of the Tosis Rid that says that he could send in the rest of his karbanos first and be metahir himself afterwards. The Rambam in Hilchas Bias Hamigdash, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis, says a chiddush that even though there is a din that a tamei can be mishaleach karbanos of, that is only by a tamei sheretz. Aval tamei meis ain makriven olav karban klal at shayitar. The Tamei Meis, you can't bring a carbon on his behalf, Ad Sheyitar. And that is the Shita of Rashi and Mayid Katan as well. Rashi and Mayid Katan, Tez Zayin Amid Aleph, Dibur Hamaschel Zu, says the same thing, Ein Makriven Carbon Al Tamei Meis. When someone is a Tamei Meis, you can't bring a carbon on his behalf, only on someone who is Tamei Sheretz, do we have the din that a Tamei could be Mishaleach Carbon Oisav. Reb Chaim Brisker in the Chidushe Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi on the Rambam in Hilchus Karben Pesach, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, says according to the Shitas HaRambam and Shitas Rashi, we have a new pshat in this Yushalmi, a simple pshat in this Yushalmi, and we don't have to say like Tosfos and the Rosh. Because the Yerushalmi says that when it says in the Mishnah that Chachamim say Yovi Sharka Benoisa V'Yitar, it means Lichesha Yitar only after he becomes Tahar. And Tosis and the Rosh were bothered. Why is there a din like that? L'chaira, the Atami could be Mishaleach Karbonosav, so they say that it's a special hakbada in the Karbonos of a Nazir. And as the Rosh and Avava Mebeis showed, because it says V'nosan al kapei ha-Nazir, so there's a special kpeda over here that we see that the Torah is telling us that a Nazir has to be tar at the time of the hava of his carbon. But according to the Rambam, we have a much more simple pshat in the Yerushalmi. According to Rambam and Rashi, the halacha is that a tamei meis ain makriven alof carbon klal ad sheyitar. So this person who became tamei, we're obviously referring to a person who became tamei meis. That's the din of a nazir, that he's not allowed to become tamei meis. So when it says in the Mishnah v'nitma, it means that he's tamei meis, as the Gemara, as the Mishnah brings the story of Miriam HaTarmudis. Al kapanim, if we're talking here about tamei meis, that's why the Yerushalmi says lichesha yitar. You can't bring the remainder of your karbanos, even if you send it into the azara from outside. It doesn't help, because ain makriven carbon on a tamei meis bichlal ad sheyitar. Toisvis in mayid katon daftez vavam in beis dibur hamaschil v'acharei argues on that Rashi, and Mimela Toisvis goes Lashitasam. Toisvis holds over there that Tame, even a Tame mace, you could be Mishaleach Karbon Oisav. The din that you could be Makriv carbon on a Bailim that is Tame is not just by Tame Sheretz like Rashi and the Rambam. It's even a Tame mace. Therefore, Toisvis here is bothered with the Yerushalmi. Why does the Yerushalmi say Lichesha Yitar? And Toisvis has to say Doha Kapit Kra, that we find that the Torah is Makvid specifically by the carbon of the Nazirus, that it has to be done Bitara. And the Toisvis Rid surely argues on that. And the Toisvis Rid says that he could bring Shar Karbonosav V'achar Kach Yitar, because the din is that a Tamei Meis is Mutal Shaleach Karbonosav, clearly not like the Rambam and Rashi. But according to the Shita of the Rambam and the Rashi, it would come out here, Pshat is like the Yerushalmi, Lichesha Yitar, but the Hezber Adavar is not because it's a unique Svara specific to Nazir, rather for all Karbonis as a din, that Ein Mishaleach Karbonosav, that in Tamei Meis you cannot send the carbon, can't be brought on his behalf Bichlal. The truth is that when that Rambam in Hilchas Bias Hamikdash says that only a Tamei Sheretz could be Mishaleach Karbon Oisav, Tamei Meis ain makriven alof carbon klal ad sheyitar, the Achroinim grapple to figure out what could be the mucker for the Rambam. It doesn't seem like there's any Gemara that says that. And the Kesef Mishnah over there suggests that maybe the mucker is from a sugya in Zvachim Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, that's called the sugya of Ziknei Darim, that we pask in there like Reish Lakish, that holds that Ein Tamei Meis Mishaleach Karbon Oisav. However, the Kesef Mishnah is a plia. The Minchas Chinuch already asks on the Kesef Mishnah. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samaches Ois Gimel says that if you look in that sugya, you see that that sugya is talking about a Karbon Pesach, specifically by a Karbon Pesach. Oh, by a Karbon Pesach, of course, Ein Tamei Meis Mishaleach Karbon Oisav, because the Karbon Pesach is Ikarei Ba La'achila, and therefore if he's a Tamei, he's not going to be eligible to eat the Karbon Pesach, so you can't be Makriv the Karbon Pesach on him Bichlal. And that's Taka the Svara that we just brought from the Toisis Rid in our Sugya. The Toisis Rid in our Sugya is a Makar Gadol to this Minchas Chinuch. He brings that Sugya of Ziknei Darim and says that that's specifically by Karbon Pesach, because Ikarei Ba La'achila. Al Kapanim, if that's the case, it's not likely that the Makar of the Rambam, that Ein makrivin carbon on a tamei meis, is from that sugya of Ziknei Darim. Ziknei Darim is talking specifically about the carbon of the Karbon Pesach. So the Minchas Chinuch over there in Kuf Samaches and Reb Chaim in Hilchas Karbon Pesach suggest that the Makar of the Rambam is from that sugya in Moed Katon Daf Tes Zayin. Because if you look in that sugya, according to the Pshat of Rashi, it's Muchach in that sugya that Ein makriven carbon al tamei meis. You can't bring a carbon on tamei meis only by someone who's tamei sheretz is mishaleach carbon oisav. So it could be that the Rambam's makar was taka from that gemara in Moed Katan based on the pshat of Rashi and not on Tosfos. However, according to what we're explaining over here, according to the way Reb Chaim says that the Rambam would understand this Yerushalmi, it could very well be, and this is hinted to in that piece of Reb Chaim in Hilchas Karbon Pesach, that the source of the Rambam may just be not from any Gemara in the Bavli, but from the Yerushalmi. The derech of the Rambam, after all, is to paskin like the Yerushalmi, like the Ravid says in Hilchas Kriyashma, Paragimel Halachavav, that the derech of the Rambam is to paskin like the Yerushalmi. Here we have a Yerushalmi that says on our Mishnah, Vachachomim Oirim Yovi Sharka Benoisa Vyitar, says the Yerushalmi, don't take that kipshutoy. Don't think that you could become tahar afterwards. It's only lichesha yitar. Only after you become tahar, then you could bring the rest of the karbonis. What's the pshan in that? The Rambam says, it sounds like the Yerushalmi holds that ain makriven karbon klal on a tamei mace, adshe yitar. Because the Rambam didn't understand, like our Tosfos and the Rosh, that there's a special svara by the karbonis of Nazir, that it's different than other karbonis. Once the Nazir brought his first karbon, so then that would be okay. The other karbonis do not have any special din for them. The Nasan al-Kapei al-Nazir, the Rambam doesn't hold like that makar, that would be a special reason, an indication that the Torah is makbid, that the karbonis have to be brought petara. The Rambam understood the Yushalmi pshuta kemashmoi, that it's only lichashe yitar, because ain makriven carbon on a tummy mace pichlal. So if that's the case, we have a nice mucker to the Shitas HaRambam from this Yushalmi. So it comes out that in our sugya, when it says in the Shitas Chachamim, Yovi Sharka Benoisa V'Yitar, we have two Shitas that could be divided into three opinions. The first Shita is the Tosis Rid, that the Tosis Rid says the Mishnah is understood Kipshutai, Yovi Sharka Benoisa V'Achar Kach Yitar, afterwards he could become tar. He doesn't have to become tar beforehand because a tummy mace could be Mishaleach Karbenoisa. The Yushalmi says differently. The Yushalmi says that it's only Lichesha Yitar, and in the Shita of the Yushalmi, we have two explanations. According to Tosis and the Rosh, it's because there's a special kpeda in Parshas Nazirus that the mitzvahs on Nazirus have to be done b'tahara, and as the Rosh on Daf Vavim Beis and the Meiri on Daf Tezayin explained, because the Torah said v'nosan al kapei ha-nazir, and that shows us that we're talking about a nazir that is tahar all the way till the end of the procedure of the Tiglachas Tahara. But according to the Rambam, we have a new pshat in the Yerushalmi, that the reason why the Yerushalmi says l'chashay yitar is because ein makriven carbon on a tamei mace. Based on that, Shitas HaRambam and Bias HaMikdash and the Rashi in Moed Katan Daf Tezayin, that hold that on a tamei mace can't be mishaleach karbonos bechlal. So that would be another pshat here in the Yerushalmi, that the Nazir is only allowed to bring the remainder of his karbonos after he becomes tar. And now we start B'siyata D'Shmaya, the seventh parak. The Mishnah discusses the machloikis when a nazir and a kohen gadol are mahalchin baderech and they come across a mace mitzvah. Who should tend to this mace mitzvah, a kohen gadol or a nazir? Rabbi Lezer says yitam a kohen gadol va'al yitam a nazir, and the Chachamim say the opposite, yitam a nazir va'al yitam a the kohen. What is the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim? So, bepashtus, it seems from the Rishonim that the machloikas is which person is greater, which kedusha is on a higher level, the kedusha of the kohen gadol or the kedusha of a nazir. Since Rabbi Lezer says that the kedusha of a nazir is greater, therefore yitam a kohen gadol, Chachamim hold that the kedusha of a kohen gadol is greater, therefore yitam a nazir. However, in the Yerushalmi in our perek in Halacha Aleph, it says that the reason that Rabbi Lezer says that the Kohen Gadol is the one that should be metame himself is because Rabbi Lezer holds Tadir u'mekudosh, mekudosh kaidem. When you have a Kedusha which is Tadir, which is constant, and the other one is mekudosh, it's on a higher level of Kedusha, mekudosh is greater, and therefore the Kedusha of Kahuna is considered a constant Kedusha, that's considered Tadir. But the Kedusha of Nazirus is considered a greater level of Kedusha. That's called Mekudesh. Since Mekudesh Kaidem, therefore, means Mekudesh is greater, therefore Rabbi Lezer says, Yitam HaKayin Gadol, that the one who has the Tadir Dikli Kedusha, but the lower level of Kedusha, he's the one who should be Metame. That's the reason for Rabbi Lezer. What is the Pshat and the Chachamim according to the Yerushalmi? If Rabbi Lezer's reason is Tadir Mekudesh, Mekudesh Kaidem, where do the Chachamim argue on? So in the Tosis Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayis, in Ois Mem Aleph, he says that you could say two ways to explain the Chachamim. Either you say that the Chachamim hold Tadir Mekudosh, Tadir is greater, and therefore since the Kedushas Kahuna, which is constant, that is considered Tadir, therefore it's greater, Memela the Chachamim hold that the Nazir should be Metame himself. Or you could say that the Chachamim hold the Heshivu Kain, the Kain Gadol Gam Kain Mekudesh Yoiser, that the Kedushas Kahuna is not just Tadir, but it's Mekudesh also, the Kedushas Kedushas Oilam. Since his Kedusha is a Kedushas Oilam, therefore it's Tadir Umekudesh. It's not just constant, but that shows us that the Kedusha is on a higher level, and therefore it's considered greater than Nazir, and therefore the Chachamim hold Yitame Nazir Va'al Yitame Kain Gadol. B'negeya to the Svara of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim say that the Kedusha of the Kahuna is greater is because that's Kedushas Oilam, as it says in the Seif of the Mishnah. Ma'ashen kein in Nazir is Ein Kedushas Kedushas Oilam. Or as Toisvis Dibur HaMaschel Nazir quotes from the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Nazir is Kedushas Kedushas Sha'a, which is incidentally the Lashon of the Mishnah, the way it's brought in the Yerushalmi. That Nazir is Kedusha Sha'a, it's a temporary Kedusha. And Chachamim, and the Kedushas Kahuna is Kedushas Oilam. So what's exactly the difference? So Tosfos explains by us that when it says that a Nazir is not Kedushas Oilam, that means because it doesn't last till the end of his life. And therefore Tosfos says, Afilu Amar Nazir Oilam, even though a Nazir could say, Hareini Nazir Oilam, and then it does last to the end of his life. So why does it say the Kedushas Nazir is only Kedushas Shah and not a Kedushas Oilam? Taisa says, Mikol Mokim Stam Nazirus Havi Shloshim Yoim. Minastam Nazirus is Shloshim Yoim, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. What's the pshat? But if the person says a Nazir Oilam, then he's not a Nazir Shloshim Yoim. He's a Nazir Oilam, so his Kedusha should be a Kedushas Oilam. So the Briskerov in the Chidushi Agriz explains that what Toisis means is that the Kedusha of a Nazir is not necessarily forever. The Kedusha of Kahuna, by definition, it must last till the end of his life. That's what Kahuna is. Kahuna doesn't stop. But the Kedusha of Nazirus does not necessarily last forever. It's not Behechrich Kedushas Oilam. Therefore, that's a klishos, a weakness in its Kedusha, in the Kedushas Nazirus, as opposed to the Kedushas Kahuna. So the Chachamim hold that Nazir is Kedushas Shah because it doesn't have to be for the remainder of his life, whereas Kedushas Kahuna is Kedushas Oilam because by definition it lasts till the end of his life. That is all the pshat of Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that the Nekuda, that a Nazir is Kedushas Shah, is because it doesn't have to last till the end of his life, because Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yoim, and even in a case where it does, but since it didn't have to be a Kedusha that lasts forever, therefore that's a klishos in his Kedusha. The Oirach Mishar over here, and in the Mishnayis, the Pirish called the Toisis Chadashim, suggest a different pshat in why Kedushas Nazir is called Kedushas Shah. And that's because it's Yeshnei B'She'ela. It's possible to be Oiker the Nazirus, and to be Shoyel Chacham Du Ataras Nadarim. By Kahuna, it's a Kedushas Oilam, it's a Kedusha that lasts forever. You can't undo Kedushas Kahuna. But Kedushas Nazir is a Kedusha that could be undone, because it's Yeshnei B'She'ela. And if that's the case, that itself is the klishos in the Kedusha of Nazirus. Tosfos didn't learn like that. It sounds like Tosfos understands that that does not show us a klishos, a weakness in the Kedusha of Nazirus. Kol zman the person is a Nazir, that could still be a very high level of Kedusha. The only thing we could say is that that's a Kedusha Shah because it doesn't necessarily last forever, where Kedusha's Kahuna automatically lasts forever. But the Oirach Mishar and the Tosfos Chadashim hold that that is considered a klishos, a weakness in the Kedushas, in Kedushas Nazirus. That since the Kedushas Nazirus is something that could be undone, because it's Yashnei B'Sheila, that itself is a reason why it's considered Kedushas Shah and not Kedushas Oilam. According to these pshatim, the pshat that Tosfos understands and the pshat of these achrayim, the Oirach Mishar and the Tosfos Chadashim, the Nekuda that Kedushas Kahuna is Kedushas Oilam as opposed to a Nazir is because it lasts till the end of his life. It's a Kedusha forever. As opposed to Nazirus, which Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yoim, it doesn't have to last forever. Or it's Yashnai B'Sheila. However, the Tosfos Yontif here in our Mishnah suggests a new pshat, Bechlal, in the din that a Nazir is not Kedushas Kedushas Oilam. And he says that since Kedushas Nazirus loy hoysa alav mei oilam ela misha nazar, since the Kedushas Nazirus does not start from the beginning of his life, the Kedushas Nazirus starts only when he was makabel on himself Nazirus. That's why it's not a Kedushas Oilam, not because it's not going to last forever. If he says Areini Nazir Oilam, it will last forever. But the point is, it didn't start from his birth. It started only when he was makabel on himself Nazirus. Therefore, it's not considered a Kedushas Oilam. The Tosis Yontif brings that his son, Reb Shmuel, asked Akasha to him, because we know the Mishnah of Chesam and Beis says, Ha'ish madiras b'noi b'nazir, it's possible for a father to be madir his son b'nazirus. If that's the case, it is possible to have that the kid will have kedushas nazirus may oilam from the beginning of his life. If from the very beginning of his life, when the kid is still in his mother's stomach, the father says that the kid will be a nazir when he is born. So ha'av ha'ish madir as benoy benazir, and the kid is a nazir. So then his kedusha is kedusha may oilam. It's kedusha from the beginning of his life. And the Tosis Yontif answered his son's kasha and says, no, it's a svara pshuta that ha'ish madir as benoy benazir is not meirechem. That can't be from the beginning of his life. It's only mishehigia lachinuch. Says the Tosis Yontif, surely according to Reish Lakish earlier on Daf Chavtes, that says that it's kedei lechanchei b'mitzvois, so surely it's only mishehigia lechinuch. But even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says over there that it's a halacha hi benazir, it's a halacha l'maisha misinai, still says the Tosis Yontif, mistama dafka b'shehigia lechinuch agmerula. The halacha l'maisha misinai was only benegea to a child who is higia lechinuch. That's what the Tosis Yontif is mechadish to answer the kasha of his son. The Oirach Mishar asks very stark on the Tosis Yontif that we find Beferish in Tosfos and Avdalad Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaskel Shimshain, and in the Rivan in Makas Tavchav Beis Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMaskel Nazir Shimshain, that they say clearly that the din of Ha'ish Madir as Benoy Ben Nazir can be even Meirechem. If the father says that the child is going to become a Nazir as soon as he's born, so then Ha'ish Madir as Benoy Ben Nazir. And the Oirach Mishar says, Loi mi boi l'Rabbi Yochanan, that says that it's a halacha l'maisha misinai. So surely the halacha l'maisha misinai could be from the very beginning. But even according to Reish Lakish, that says that the reason is kedei l'chanchei b'mitzvais, still we never find that the kid has to actually be a bar chinuch. Even before he's higia l'chinuch, it still could be possible, even l'das Reish Lakish, that the father could be madir as benoi benazir. So al kapanim, this teretz then of the Tosis Yontif is not so simple. This that he says to his son, that the ish madir as benoy benazir is only mishahigia lechinuch. But the truth is that the Oirach Mishar shows that in the Yushalmi, in our perek at the end of Halacha Aleph, you see like the etzem pshat of the Tosis Yontif. Because the Yushalmi on this din, that it says that a nazir is a weaker kedusha because it's kedusha se kedusha shah, says haga atzmacha. Think about it. Shehekdishoi aviv meirechem. It's possible for his father to be madirhim meirechem from the beginning of his life. So if that's the case, why is it not considered a kedusha soilam? Which is mamish the kasha of Reb Shmuel, the son of the Tosis Yontif. So you see, says the Oirach Mishar, that the Yerushalmi is learning like the pshat of the Tosis Yontif, not that the nakuda is the kedushas kuna lasts forever, but that it starts mei oilam from the beginning of his life, whereas the kedushas nazirus doesn't, and therefore the Yushalmi is bothered with the kasha that it's possible that the father was made him into a nazir mei rechem. Says the Yushalmi answers zu toira vizu eina toira. What does that mean? Zu eina toira. So there's different pshatim in the Yushalmi. The Karbana Eda and the Pnei Moshe and the Yushalmi explain that the teretz of the Yushalmi is that the Kedushas Kuhuna that starts from the beginning of someone's life is Ksuva Batayra. There it says Beferish in the Torah that the kid is a Kayin. However, the Kedusha of Nazirus that can start from the beginning of the life is only if Ha'ish Madir as Benoy Benazir. That's Eina Torah. That's not Ksuva Batayra. That's either Halacha L'Moshe Misinai or Adin D'Rabbanan L'Fi Reish Lakish. But Al Kalpanim Zu Torah V'Zu Eina Torah, and therefore Midai Raisa, as far as what is Kosuv Batayra, the Kedushas Nazirus can only start if someone is Mekabel on himself the Nazirus. Therefore, that makes it that Kedushas Kuhuna has that added Maila. However, the Oirach Mishar says a different pshat than the Mefarshei Yushalmi. The Oirach Mishar says what the Yushalmi means, Zu Torah Vezu Einei Torah, is that the Kohen HaTorah Mechayvasai Liyos Kodesh Mimei Imoy. He's Behechruch Kodesh from the beginning of his life. There's no such thing as Kedushas Kohuna starting from the middle of the life. Therefore, that by definition is a Kedusha Mei Olam. Masha'en Kei Nazir Loi Mechayvasai HaTorah Liyos Nazir Mibetan Imoy. If the father wants to be madir him ben nazir merechem, then he could. But it's not behechrich a kedusha may olam. Therefore, that itself is a weakness in the kedusha. Al derech, what we just explained from the Brisker Rav as pshat in Tosfos, that Tosfos held that the maila of kedushas kahuna lefil chachamim is that it's a kedusha li olam, a kedusha that lasts forever. A nazir sometimes is a nazir till the end of his life also. Yeah, but it's not behechrich. It's not necessarily forever. Therefore, that's a weakness in the kedusha. So the same thing in the Tosfos Yontif's mahalach and the Yerushalmi's mahalach, that the nekuda of Kedushas Kahuna being a Kedushas Oilam means that it's a Kedusha Mei Oilam, a Kedusha from the beginning of his life. The difference between that and Nazir, even if it is possible to have a Kedushas Nazirus Mei Rechem, but it's not Behechrich, Zu Ein a Taira, it's not Behechrich a Kedusha that's from the beginning of his life, and therefore that's a weakness in the Kedusha of a Nazir. So on one hand, yes, we see like from the Yerushalmi, like the Pshat of the Tosfos Yontif, that the word of Kedushas Olam is a Kedusha Mei Olam. But Halacha Lamaisa, we see clearly from the Yerushalmi, not like the Tosfos Yontif, rather like the Orech Mishar, that it is possible for a father to be Madres Benoy Ben Nazir Mei Rechem. But even so, that doesn't make it that it's a Kedusha Mei Olam, because Zu Ein a Torah. Either it's not written in the Torah, it's only Halacha Lamaisa Misinai Omid Rabbanon, or like the Orech Mishar is explaining Zu Ein a Torah, that it's not behechrich a kedusha that starts from the beginning of his life. There's a shaila in the Girsois in the Mishnah when it says that the Chachamim said Yitame Nazir va'al Yitame Koyin. One girsa is Koyin Hedyot, and one girsa is Koyin Gadol. Reb Chaim Brisker in the Sefer Miginzei Hagrach in Simen Chav Gimel, which is titled Be'inyan Kedushas Koyin Gadol, asks a kasha on the girsa of our Mishnah va'al Yitame Koyin Gadol. If we're goyris in our Mishnah that the discussion is about a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, so then the Chachamim are saying that by a Kohen Gadol, his Kedusha is stronger because Kedushas a Kedushas Olam. L'chayra Frekt Reb Chaim, the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol is not Kedushas Olam. Toisis in Yuma daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, and Toisis in Zvachim daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, bring in the name of the Yushalmi, the Kohen Gadol mismane bepeh, u'mistalek bepeh. A Kohen Gadol is appointed Bepeh and could be removed Bepeh. Who is this Bepeh? Who is the one who appoints and can remove a Kohen Gadol? So Tosfos says there, Mistabra Shahadavar Tali Bemelech Uve'echov HaKohenim. It seems that it's Tali in the king and the other Kohenim to appoint a Kohen Gadol and to remove him if they feel the need to remove him. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Dalet Halacha Tesvav, says that this decision is issued by the Bezdin of Shivim Ve'echad, the Bezdin HaGadol of 71. And there's a piece about this in the Chidushei Moran Riz HaLevi, the Brisker Rav, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, discusses this Machloikas Rambam and Tosfos, Ayin Sham. It's not our Iker Inyan now. But Al Kopanim Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi, Koyin Gadol Mismane Bepeh, Umistalek Bepeh. If that's the case, we see that he could be removed. So how can we say, if the girsa is Kohen Gadol, how can we say that his Kedusha is Kedusha Asylum? L'chayra, the Kedusha of Kahuna Gedoyla is not a Kedusha Asylum. So Reb Chaim answers that a Kohen Gadol really has Tzvei Dinim, really has two aspects to him. Firstly, there's the Meshicha, being anointed as a Kohen Gadol. And when he has a Meshicha, then he's Niskadesh Gufay B'Kedusha Yisera. His Guf gets this higher level of Kedusha called Kahuna Gedayla. Similar to Kli Shares, which are Nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha, and then afterwards, after that Meshicha, they have a higher level of Kedusha. That's a Kedusha Saguf. And when there was no Shemen HaMishcha anymore, so the Kohen Gadol was Ribuy B'Gadim, when he had it in to wear the 8 begadim instead of the 4 begadim, that caused his Kedusha Saguf. But Al Kopanim, that Meshicha causes a higher level of Kedusha Saguf. And then comes a Minui, where he's actually appointed to do the Avodis of the Kohen Gadol. So there's the Meshicha and the Minui. This that the Yerushalmi says, that the Kohen Gadol is Nismane Bepeh and Mistalik Bepeh, that Mistalik is going on the Nismane. That the minui that the Kohen Gadol has, that he does avoida, that could be mistalik bepeh. However, the kedusha that he attains when he is niskadish gufay, that kedusha saguf that he got through the etzem meshicha, that is never nisbatel. And Reb Chaim brings from the Braisa and Hoyrias Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis that it says that if a Kohen Gadol is avar machmas mum and he stops working, he's still aser ba'almana. What's the pshat of that? How could he be aser ba'almana? He has a mum and he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore. The answer is he loses his minui as a Kohen Gadol because he's not Roy La'avoida. But because he was Nimshach, therefore he has the Kedusha Saguf of a Kohen Gadol. That higher level of Kedusha causes an Isser to marry an Almana. That level stays even afterwards. Memela, that's Pshat in our Mishnah. That the Mishnah says that the Kedusha of Kahuna is Kedushas Oilam, even if we're discussing that aspect of Kedushas Kahuna Gedoyla, because that Kedusha is Taka Kedushas Oilam. It's possible that the Minui will be undone, and therefore he will not do the Avoidus of the Kohen Gadol, but the Kedusha of the Kahuna Gedoyla is never to be undone. However, even though Rab Chaim says this Pshat in the Mishnah, according to that Girsa, Lule Dvarav, it will be possible to say that what the Mishnah means when the Chachamim say that Kedushas Kahuna is Kedushas Oilam, that means the actual Kedushas Kahuna is forever, because Kahuna lasts forever and can never be undone. Even though we're talking about a Kohen Gadol here, and the Chachamim are saying Yitame Naziv Ayitame Kohen Gadol, still the Maisa, the Kohen Gadol, has with him the Kedushas Kahuna, and those are the main aspects that the Chachamim are comparing: the Etzem Kedushas Kahuna and the Kedushas Nazirus. Which one is on a greater level? Which one is on a higher level of Kedusha? So even if we're talking about Kohen Gadol and we're gairus the word Va'al Yitame Kohen Gadol, still it could be that what the Chachamim are addressing, what the Chachamim are discussing, when they say the Maila of the Kedushas, because it's Kedushas Oilam, that is because of his actual Kedushas Kahuna. And Al Derech Zeh we find in the Taisis Yantif. The Taisis Yantif's Pshat in Kedushas Oilam, as we mentioned before, is that it's Kedusha Mei Oilam, Kedusha from the beginning of his life. So according to the Girsa of Kohen Gadol, the Taisis Yantif points out, Afa Pisha Lo Yehoisa Alav Kedushas Kahuna Gedoyla Ela Mishan Isman Elios Kohen Gadol. Only when he became a Kohen Gadol did he get Kedushas Kahuna Gedoyla. But that wasn't Kedusha Mei Oilam. Says the Taisis Yantif, Mikal Makaim Hoisa Alav Kedushas Kohen Hedyet. He had with him the Kedusha of Kohen Hedyet. And that's all the Chachamim mean. Even if we're Gairis Kahuna Gedoyla, the Chachamim mean that the Kedusha's Kahuna, the Etzem Kedusha of his being a Kohen, that was Me'oilam, that was from the beginning of his life. So Af Anu Noimar, we could say the same thing, even according to the other Pshat, that Kedusha's Oilam means a Kedusha that lasts forever. The Pshat of Toysis and most Rishainim, that the Kedusha, the point is not that it was a Kedusha Me'oilam, but that it's a Kedusha Le'oilam, it's a Kedusha that lasts forever. Even if we're Gairis Kayin Gadol, it doesn't mean that we're saying in the Mishnah that the Kedusha of Kahuna Gedoyla lasts forever. It could simply mean that the Kedusha of Kahuna lasts forever, and therefore, even when the person becomes a Kayin Gadol, we know that he still retains his level of Kedushas Kahuna as a regular Kohen Hedyet as well. That never goes off of him. When he becomes a Kohen Gadol, he doesn't lose his status as a Kohen. That's a Davar Pashat L'chaira, and if you need a marker to that, Taisa says it on Amid Beis, Deber Hamaschil E. Iber Chaykim, Taisa says, Atu Mishanasa Kohen Gadol, Paka Kedushas Kohen Hedyot, U Kedushasai Lehecha Azla. Where did his Kedusha go? Obviously, when he becomes a Kohen Gadol, he's still a Kohen Hedyot as well. He has the Kedushas Kahuna as well. And therefore, if that Kedusha stays on him even as he becomes a Kohen Gadol, that's what the Mishnah means, that the Kedusha of Kahuna is a Kedusha La'olam. The Shar HaMelech in Hilchas Macholos Asuros, Perek Yud Dalid, Halacha Zayin, asks a very strong question from our Mishnah. The Ran in Yuma, on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Aleph, it's on Dalid Amid Beis in the Daf Arif, says a Chiddush. And he says that if someone is a Chayla Sheyesh Boi Sakana, and he needs meat on Shabbos, he needs meat or else it would be Mamish Pikuach Nefesh. So there's no meat around that's shechted. So we have to do one of two things for him. We either have to shecht on Shabbos and be over the malacha of shechita on Shabbos, or we can feed him nevela. So what should we do? Of course, chilul Shabbos is more chamor because it's a chiyuv skila. The lav of eating nevela is a simple lav. So the svara would say, l'chayra, that we should give him nevela. The Ran is machadish. No, we should shecht for him on Shabbos. Because when you shecht on Shabbos, loy avar ela b'shashchita, you're only over one avera b'shashchita. V'chad lav hu de'ika. Masha'enken, if we would feed him nevela, he's over b'chol kezayis v'chezayis alav, and therefore lavin harbe de nevela, the many lavin of nevela that he's going to be over, loy mikri iser kal l'gabi chad lav de Shabbos. That's not called an iser kal, even though be'etzem the lav of nevela is more kal than Shabbos, but the fact that there's a ribuy halavin, you'll be over many lavin, that itself makes it more chomer than Shabbos. Therefore, it's better to do a shechita, one shechita on Shabbos, and let the choyla eat basar shechuta. Frek the Shar HaMelech on this yisoid from our Mishnah. Because the Chachamim in our Mishnah say Yitama HaNazir, Va'al Yitama Kayin Gadol, or Va'al Yitama Kayin. Why is that? Because they hold that the Kedusha of Kahuna is a higher level because it's Kedusha Asylum. But L'chaira, even if the Kedusha of the Kayin Gadol, or the Kedusha of a Kayin, is a higher level of Kedusha, still a Nazir is over multiple Lavin when he is Tamei Lameis. A Nazir is over the Lav of Lo Yitama. He's also over the lav of lo yachal dvaroi, and lo yisa acher l'shalmoi, because he's over bal ta'acher of nazirus tara, and he's over lo yavoi, if the bia and the tumah come b'mas achas. Kach mefurush in the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Hei Halacha Chaf Aleph, tells us that a Nazir gets four Malkias when he becomes Tamei. A Kayin, as we know, is only Metamei himself. If he's Metamei himself, he's only Chayev, one Malkus. So even if they hold, even if the Chacham hold that Kedusha's Kahuna is a greater level, a higher level of Kedusha, still L'chaira, why do the Chachamim hold that the Nazir should be Metamei first? L'chaira, the Nazir should be considered more Chamur because he has multiple Lavin, and the Ran just told us that multiple Lavin, even on a simpler level of a Lav, but multiple Lavin is worse to be over than one big Lav. This is the Kasha of the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech there in Hilchas Macholas HaSurah says that one could have been Mechalik and said that in the case of the Ran, the Averis come at different times. Every Kazayis of Nevela, he's over another Lav. So a Lav that repeats itself in many different actions, that's more Chomer than the one Lav of Shechita B'Shabbos. Over here, the multiple Lav and that the Nazir is over when he's Tameh, he's over in that one second that he comes in contact with the Mace. So even though it's multiple Lav and maybe it's not more Chomer, but the Shar HaMelech says no, Ein boy kedei svia, this chiluk does not have enough to satiate me, he says. That it's not a good chiluk, because bottom line, the nekud of the Ran was not because that there were many actions, a maisa aveira many times. It was because ribui halavin, there was multiple lavin. And if that's the case, if the nazir is over multiple lavin, shouldn't that itself be a reason that the Kayin should be Metameh and not the Nazir? And if the Chachamim ignore that Svara and say Yitameh Nazir ve'al Yitameh Kayin, that should show me L'chaira, not like the Svara of the Ran. This is the Kasha of the Shar HaMelech. In the Chidushei HaGram HaLevi, in Hilchas Evel, Perek Gimel Halochates, written by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, the son of Rav Chaim Brisker, he says a teretz to the Shar HaMelech's Kasha, and it's brought down in the new editions of the Chidushei HaGriz here in our sugya in the name of Rav Beryl Soloveitchik as well. And they explain that the Dion of the Ran and the Dion in our sugya are not totally zebezeh. Because the Ran is discussing what is considered more lenient and what is considered more chamur. And the Ran says a chiddush that with ribui halavin, even if the lav itself is be'etzem more kal, but if there's ribui halavin, that itself makes it a davar chamur, keneged one big lav of shechting on Shabbos. However, in our sugya, we're not discussing the chumrah of the lavin. If it's considered a meis mitzvah, the chumrah of the lavin don't bother us because there's a heta legabe meis mitzvah. The discussion in our sugya is that if there's two people walking by, the Kayin Gadol and the Nazir, who is on a higher level of Kedusha? The person who is considered having a greater Kedusha, he's the one who is not metame to this meis mitzvah. And that's because the aside of a meis mitzvah is that there's no one to tend to the meis mitzvah. And now that there's two people passing by, if Chazal can establish for us who should tend to this meis mitzvah, klapi the other person, it's not considered a meis mitzvah, because there's already someone to tend to this meis. So Mamela, in our sugi, we're discussing who has a Kedusha Chamura. Chazal decided that whoever has a greater level of Kedusha, he is the one who this meis mitzvah should not be considered a meis mitzvah klape him. Fakir, the other person should be metame to this meis mitzvah. And if that's the case, the Chachamim hold, Yitame Nazir v'al Yitame Kayin Gadol. Because since the Kayin has a higher level of Kedusha, his Kedusha is a Kedusha Asylum, therefore he's the one that we want to keep him tar. Memela, it's considered a meis mitzvah klape the Nazir, and not klape the Kayin b'chlau. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference to us that the Nazir is over ribui lavin. The Nazir has a lot of lavin. Because all those lavin are nitches either way when it comes to a meis mitzvah. The only question is, who is this meis considered a meis mitzvah klape? Is it klape the Nazir or is it klape the Kayin Gadol? Therefore, the Chachamim who hold that the Kedushas Kahuna is a higher level of Kedusha because it's Kedushas Olam, and Kedushas Nazirus is only Kedushas Shah, therefore, the Kayin Gadol is considered on the higher level, and Memela, the Nazir, is the one who should be Metame himself. And it doesn't matter to us which Lavin are considered more Chamur and which are considered more Kal. Rav Moshe Soloveitcher brings a raya to this from the Sugyas HaGemara on Amid Beis. Because in the Gemara on Amid Beis, it says that if you have a Mashuach Melchama and a Sagan, the Mashuach Melchama should become tummy to the Meis Mitzvah and not the Sagan. L'chayra, over there, the Isser Tumah is identical. Both of these people are regular Kayanim, and therefore they have an Isser Tumah. Says Rav Moshe Soloveitcher, Karei Hasgan hu Kayin Hedyot Pashut. Even though he's the deputy to the Kayin Gadol, he's the one who might take his place, but he's still in dinim, he's a din of a Kayin Hedyot. And therefore, the Isser Tumah is exactly even. So why does it say that the Mashuach Melchama should be Nitma before the Sagan? Because the Gemara says that the Sagan is considered Yoiser Begedula, V'Koydim B'Malo. He has a greater level of Kedusha and a greater maila, because he's chazi la'avoida, he's someone who may end up replacing the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So if that's the case, we see that the sugya is comparing, in the sugya of Meis, in the discussion of Meis Mitzvah, the sugya is comparing the levels of Kedusha, it's not comparing the Chaymer ha'isr b'chlal. So if that's the case, even if it's true that the Nazir may be considered, more Isurim may make that considered more of a Chomer de Kazakh to become Tameh when he's not allowed to, still in the discussion of Meis Mitzvah, that's irrelevant. Because if there is a Heter of Meis Mitzvah, we don't care about the Ribuy Halavin. We don't care about the Chumrah of the Isur. Because it's Mutter, the din of Meis Mitzvah is Doicha those Isurim. The only thing we have to establish is, who is this a Meis Mitzvah Klape? And the answer is Klape, the one with a lower level of Kedusha. Therefore, the Chacham say, Yitam Nazir, Fa'al Yitam. You could bring another mucker to this yesoid from the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. The Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sa'adam brings from a brisa in Masechta Smachos, Perek Dalet Halacha Lamed Beis, a nusach that we don't have in our Masechta Smachos. And the Ramban says that it says there, Yisrael u Mamzer, Mitame Mamzer. If a Yisrael and a Mamzer are walking along the way and there's a Meis Mitzvah, the Mamzer should become Tameh and not the Yisrael. And l'chayr, it's a pliya atzuma, because neither a Yisrael nor a Mamzer have an Isser Tumah. So we're not talking about people who have an Isser Tumah b'chlal. So what's the discussion over there? Who should become Tameh? So it sounds like what we're saying is, because a Yisrael and a Mamzer, Yisrael is on a higher level of Kedusha. He is Yoiser b'gedula v'koydim b'mala, more than a Mamzer. A Mamzer doesn't have that same level of a regular Kedushas Yisrael. He's also lovey b'kal. Memela, it says there that if he's a Meis Mitzvah klape one person, Chazal established that it's a Meis Mitzvah klape the Mamzer and not klape the Yisrael. Therefore, the Mamzer has the din to be metame. The Yisrael doesn't have an Isser, because he doesn't have an Isser Tumah b'chlal, but the din of a Meis Mitzvah, it's considered a Meis Mitzvah klape the Mamzer and not klape Yisrael. According to the Ramban's Girs and the Masechta Smachas, we see this Yisrael that it doesn't depend on the Chaymer or Isser B'chlal. By Yisrael and a Mamzer, there is no Isser. Just like the Ramesha Salavechik showed from Amid Beis by the Mashuach Melchama and the Sgan, who do have an Isser Tumah, but they have an identical Isser Tumah. So why is one considered more Kaddish than the other? The answer is, when we establish who is this Meis considered a Meis Mitzvah Klape, it's considered a Meis Mitzvah Klape the person with the lower level of Kedusha. Therefore, Klape the other person, he's not even a Meis Mitzvah. Memela, the Chachamim hold Yitame Nazir, Va'al Yitame Kayin Gadol. What should come out then, according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, is that if the Chachamim hold Yitame Nazir Va'al Yitame Kayin Gadol, if the Kayin is Lemaisa, the one who becomes Tamei to this Meis Mitzvah, he should be Chayiv Malkus. A Meis Mitzvah is Mutter? The answer is, he's not a Meis Mitzvah, Lagabi, this Kohen Gadol. We're establishing now that he's only a Meis Mitzvah Klapei one person. The other person looking at this Meis looks at it that this is a Meis that's not unattended to, because he has someone else to tend to him. Memela, according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Lamdus that he says, it should come out that since he's only a Meis Mitzvah Klapei one person, whoever we decide, Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, but whoever we decide is the one who should become Tamei to him, he's the only one who has the din of Meis Mitzvah, and if the other person becomes Tamei to him, he should be Chayiv Malchus. And I found that it's mefurish like that in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Shin Ayin Vav, Ois Vav, says that if the person who our Mishnah says should become Tamei to this Meis Mitzvah, if he doesn't become Nitma to the Meis Mitzvah, rather the other person does, according to Rabbi Elazar, if the Nazir becomes Tamei to the Meis Mitzvah, or according to the Chachamim, if the Kohen became Tamei to the Meis Mitzvah, says the Michas Chinuch, Bevadai Malkin Oisai, we definitely give him Malkus. Because we don't have the Dechiyah of the Isser of Tumas Meis,
Because there is someone else here. The Einoi Meis Mitzvah Klal Lagabi Didei. He's not a Meis Mitzvah Lagabi, this person on the higher level of Kedusha Bechlal. And that is because of the understanding, the way we just explained with Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, that if the person is on a higher level of Kedusha, then the mace is a mace mitzvah only klapi the other person. Al kaponim, that would answer the Shara Melech's kasha, that the Ran who's discussing the Chaymer HaYisurim comes up with a big yesoid, that the Ribui HaLav and makes it considered more chamur than one lav, even though that other lav might be more chamur, might be Chilul Shabbos, but the Ribui HaLav in itself makes it more chamur. That's when we compare the leniency and the stringency of lavin. But over here, we're not discussing the Chaymer HaIsr B'chlal. We're discussing who is the greater Milo, who is the greater Kedusha, the Kedushas Nazirus or the Kedushas Kahuna. And therefore, if the Chachamim hold the Kedushas Kahuna is greater, even though Nazir has Ribui Alavin, still Yitame Nazir, Fa'al Yitame Kayin Gadol. We'll end today's shir with a small Ha'ara on the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses if you have a Mashuach Milchama and a Sagan, Haiminayu Adif, which one is greater? And the Gemara's maskana is that it depends Lagabe what. If the discussion is Lagabe a Mace Mitzvah, that they're walking on the way and they chance upon a Mace Mitzvah, so then we say that the Sagan is Adif and the Mashuach Milchama should be Mitami himself. Because since the Sagan is Nichnas Tachtov Umishamesh, if the Kayin Gadol develops a psul, so the Sagan is gonna do the Avoida. So therefore, we try to refrain from him becoming Tamei more than the Mashuach Milchama. But Le'inyan Lahacha Yoisai, to feed him or sustain him or to save one of them, so then the halacha is that the Mashuach Milchama is greater, and we're Mechaya the Mashuach Milchama, and the Gemara says that that's because the Tolu Bei Rabin, because many people are dependent on the Kayan that's Mashuach Milchama. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, discusses the job of the Kayan Mashuach Milchama, and he writes, Memanin Kayan Ledaber El Ha'am Bishas HaMilchama. That the point of the Kayan Mashuach Milchama is to speak, to address the people in the times of battle. V'zehu hanikra Mashuach Milchama. The Aruch HaShulchan, in the Aruch HaShulchan Ha'asid, Hilchas Malachim, Simen Ayin Vav, Sif Aleph, is medayik from the Lashon HaRambam, that the Iker Hismanus, who Kedei SheYedaber El Ha'am B'Shas Milchama. The main job of the Kayin Mashuach Milchama is to address the troops, to give them chizuk, to teach them certain halachas about the battle, to encourage them to fight hard, and to encourage them to have bitachon that the Rabbanu Shlalom will make them be matzliach, as is mentioned in the Mishnah in Soita Daf Membeis Amar Aleph. However, the Aruch HaShulchan stresses that even though that may be the main purpose of the Kayin Mashuach Malchama, there is another job that he does, and that is to actually lead the troops in battle. He is the one who is in charge of the battle. That's Mevur in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, that says that he is the manig of the Malchama. Azoi state in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mordechai in Gittin, at the end of Perek Zion, in Remez Tuf Lamed Beis, is actually Mesupik about this. He writes that the Kayin Mashuach Milchama would address the people, and then he says, Shema hoya choyze lebeisoy, veloy hoya nichnas ba'orchei milchama. Maybe afterwards he just went home and didn't actually go into the battle. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's Mavur from the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Gimel Lamed Beis, that the Kayin Mashuach Milchama would actually lead the battle. L'chayra, we could be ma'ayra that this Gemara over here in Nazir Mem Zayin Amid Beis is also mashma like that, because the Gemara says that the maila of the Kayan Mashuach Malchama le'inyan lahacha yoisai is because it's Talu Bei Rabim. If his job was only to give the shmooze, that l'chayra is hard to say that it's Talu Bei Rabim. He was just teaching them the halachas and giving them the chizuk. It's mashma that everybody is dependent on him because he is the one who leads the Malchama, as is Mavur in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, like the Aruch HaShulchan says. So our Gemara that says that he is Talu Bei Rabim, the masses are dependent on this person, it sounds like the Mashuach Milchama goes to battle and leads the battle as well, as the Maskana of the Aruch HaShulchan is. And the truth is, the Rosh Baya says Beferish, the Talu Bei Rabim, Kol Erech HaMilchama Nasa Alpiv. The Rosh says that that is why it's Talu Bei Rabim, because the entire staging of the battle and leading the troops in battle is Nasa Alpiv. And the Rosh writes this in the Tosis HaRosh in Hayriyos Daf Yud Gimel Am Lamed Aleph as well, which is printed on the side of the Gemara's in Hyrius. Shehu Roish Erchei HaMelchama, he is the one who leads the Melchama, V'chaye Yisrael Tluyin Boy, and the life of all the Yidden are totally on him. So that's the pshat here now in Gemara, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Mashuach Melchama didn't just give the shmooze beforehand, the pep talk, but he actually led the troops in battle, and that's why it's called Tolu Beirabim, because all of Klal Yisrael is Tluyin Boy.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.